In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I got up this morning at 6:30, made my way to my study, and reviewed the sermon. And then I went through, scrolling through my Facebook, and there was a phrase that went like this: a wise man knows when to speak few words.
Well, that was a pretty good start. I'm just going to take the risk this morning of, instead of reading that, sharing a few words with you today from my heart. And I want you to participate in this experience. So every once in a while, I'm simply going to point to you, and I'm going to invite you to say, because he loved me. Because he loved me. I have profound and deep concerns about churches that talk about the anger of God and the anger of Jesus. Because for me and for you, everything he did was
because he loved me.
In the first gospel that we read today, we hear about Jesus sending his disciples out, and their task was to accomplish a donkey. Can you imagine the conversation that is not written in scripture but might have occurred? Now this is what you do, boys. You make your way over there, little house on the right, and you take a donkey. And if anybody stops you, tell them the Lord has need. And you're going to go get that donkey, and you're going to come back. You can imagine the disciples' conversation, right? I wonder if he's losing it. Did he not just send us to steal a donkey? No, says the other, we're going to return it later. And are we supposed to actually say, when they say, why are you trying to steal my donkey? Are we just supposed to say the Lord has need of it and he's going to give it to us? That's what he said. How do you feel about this? I think you should go by yourself. And they go and they take the donkey, and without hesitation or reservation, the people give the donkey. And they take it to Jesus, and he gets on the donkey. Not a white horse, like some soldier or president or king would ride, but a donkey, a foal of a donkey, a tiny donkey Jesus rode through town
because he loves me.
And Jesus is riding, and he's thinking. The people around him are all shouting. They are so excited. This is an extraordinary moment. Have you ever been part of a parade? It's a lot more fun to watch. My parents decided when we were teenagers that it was really important that we were in a marching band. I think they thought it was really important because we left every Friday night and came back on Sunday. They taught us discipline, structure, order, and discipline. Some of your favorite words. Being in a parade is not as exciting as watching one. It's preparation. It's hard work. So you can imagine that the disciples had put some effort into making this happen. And Jesus is riding this donkey, and he's thinking, about the future. Some writings say that he looked over his left shoulder as he was making his way through town, and he could see the Garden of Gethsemane. And he knew he had to go there because
he loves me.
And as he's writing, he's thinking about what he needs to do, and he needs to prepare the disciples, and he needs to be able to use the simplest of symbols so they'll always remember him. And he's hoping that those that are preparing the meal for the disciples have remembered to cook the bread. For he will say to them, "This is my body which is given for you. Take this and eat it in remembrance of me." And it needs to be real, fresh bread. And you will receive real, fresh, baked last night bread. Know that it was baked by human, but baked with love, because
he loves me.
And then he was contemplating, what's next? Can I use the wine to be able to say, drink this in remembrance of me? This is my blood which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And he would wash their feet and he would teach them for hours, because he wanted them to be ready to serve people so that they could come to a new understanding. And all this was done
because he loves me.
And then it was the moment to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, to kneel and pray, and to tell you the truth, to beg and to plead. Oh, please, God, if there's any other way, any other way, please, God. And the message God gave him back was, you are doing all of this
because he loves you.
And Jesus prayed until Judas arrived and kissed him, and the soldiers took him away. And the rest of the story you will hear throughout this week. What I want you to remember today, if you take nothing else from the entire experience, is that everything that happens, that we remember this week, we celebrate this week, we experience together this week, is because you are loved beyond your imagination by the God of creation and the Lord of salvation. Jesus died for every single one of us that we may have life eternal, but even more, that we may experience that life in its abundance right now, right here, that we live every single moment knowing that he loves us and that he will get us through the darkest moments of life, and that he understands those moments because he's been there. His grace and mercy is not an intellectual exercise. It is from his heart. And he does all of this
because he loves me.
Amen.